Hello and welcome to the Gladcast. Shit to be glad about. It's your favorite podcast, we know. And we got our first piece of fan mail recently. I want to read it to you, but first I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Hannah Lee, and I am connected through the airwaves with my beloved co-host,
Natalie Marie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, baby.
Another friend named Natalie gave me our first piece of fan mail, and it is a collage that she and her 2-year-old son did, and then she added all this gorgeous stuff on top of it, like a heart and a big mouth and a rainbow, and she typed up some words on a typewriter that I want to read about the essence of how this show makes her feel. A sparkly pink cloud of lemonade, bright yellow birds singing sweetly, songs of sunshine and sunflowers, a slight downward slope lifting you in your bike, sailing down hills and past all the cars, the rush of momentum whooshing across your cheeks, pulling the corners of your mouth up, tickling your ears, magnifying your curiosity, using your tools to look closer. Focus in on what feels most fun. Find what feels most exciting and marinate in it.
Mm. I feel like I want to say it feels beautifully early in this project for us to be getting fan mail of the quality that is, with the like the cutout, like there's like this collage quality, and it's just beautiful. It's like a piece of art. But then what she wrote is like, it has a depth of resonance. It's like the dreamy call and response that all artists long for. So I just want to say thank you, other Natalie. There's a group of us in the world, really awesome people. But like, thank you for making that and sending it. When you sent me a picture of that, Hannah, I was just like, oh, we're getting fan mail. Wow, we have people who are singing back to our song, and it's just so delicious.
Mm-hmm. It is so delicious. And I think our topic today, we want to talk about, we're in the middle of our second season, where each episode we're looking at a word that maybe is not a common word, or maybe it is a common word, but it's become muddied in some way, and we're really excited to make distinctions and clarify what we mean around these really important words. And today's word is authenticity. And it feels like this fan mail is riding in right along the waves of the authentic presence that we're showing up with, allowed somebody to match that with this really unique, beautiful, and tuned just to our particular preferences kind of art and feedback. Yeah, what do you want to say about authenticity, Natalie, before we hop into the game?
I think that I think it's a bit, it's like kind of the whole enchilada. If you're trying to consider your life while still trying to pretend to be someone else, you're not considering your life. You're just considering other people's perspectives. So I guess I would invite listeners to, like, tune in a couple of clicks if you want, because I think that this consideration, this inquiry, is one of the most pivotal ones. And I also want to say that I see this, we're going to talk about putting your taproot down into your essential nature as a way of anchoring your vibrational hub, your personal emanation, your personal way of being in the world, into the your essential way of being. And so that's going to bring a level of resilience and an access to divine wisdom that is in time with your best life that is extraordinary, and will be sort of your strategy for the paradigm of however the world flows next. You get to have a personal strategy. So I just wanted to sort of like, kind of like, if you're listening, there haven't been any jokes yet. Sorry. Hashtag no jokes yet. But I also want to just, like, invite you to, like, perk up your little joke listening ears for the, in a larger context of where this conversation wants to live. That's all. The end. Joke ears.
Cool. All right. I would love for you to start with a lightning round, Natalie.
Okay. Whoa. F. I like that when I began to, oh my God, get it through my thick skull, that authenticity, what it meant and then how it felt. Just, you know, for so long, it'd be like, oh, I want to be authentic, but I also want to appear awesome all the time and be cool and polished. Freedom, F. The first one is freedom. There was this incredible, take your clothes off and run naked through a summer rain, freedom that took me over where I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I can just sing out like this. G is the going for it. The glee that erupts in you when you're like, oh, I just felt a buzz. I felt a hum. I felt an inspiration and I'm going to go for it. I'm going for it. I'm going for it. And it reminds me of that old dude who saw me cooking in a parking lot once when we were traveling and on the road a lot. And he came up and pat my van and he's like, just quietly, like kind of looked at my food, looked at me, knew what I was doing and was like, I just love the going. I'm just, you know, it's this delicious. It's like when you're in your authentic nature, you can hear the hum so quickly that you get to go with it. And H is for the happiness, the quality of happiness. When you're doing what you are fucking here to do, it is a pristine, high level, the best kind of wine and cheese situation you can imagine. The purity of your happiness is mm-hmm. unparalleled, unfettered, because you're all in and you don't have resistance or self-doubt. Back to you, Hannah, in California.
I just imagined you like throwing this microphone like across the country mm-hmm. and it's like mm-hmm. spiraling in the air. Got it. Happiness. Oh, I loved those. I love lightning round. I love how fast they feel. That keeps us moving through it. Yeah. I love the ingenuity of authenticity and how each person tapping into their authenticity, like somebody showing up to a situation authentically, brings this ingenuity of like, oh yeah, you could only see that your way because you're so you. And then it's like, oh well, why wouldn't you just like tie those together?
Can you give a context clue for the dummies who don't know what ingenuity means? Like, I realize that I don't. What does it mean? What are you saying?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it means, but mm-hmm. what I am pretending that it means is kind of like inspired on the spot genius solution energy.
Okay. Yeah.
And kind of like a means. Uniqueness. So yeah. In context, I'm thinking of playing with my friend Taylor Ann in some project. I can't even remember which project, but she was like trying to figure out, oh, we're taking all these bookshelves off of this, there's like this giant mm-hmm. art space that mm. used to be a church, and there's all these bookshelves, and they're tearing up the carpet right now, and it's so exciting. And then we were trying to figure out how to get all the books off in a way where they could easily be put back on, and there's these giant pews, and I was just like, well, why don't we just like put them all on the pews in order? Mm-hmm. And they're like these long padded shelves for the books, and it was so sweet. Taylor was just like, of course you would think of that, Hannah. And like, it just felt like I also have a lot of experience with moving a lot of books around. And so she was like, you're the perfect mm-hmm. person to be here. And it just felt like I was able to provide a lens on the situation that like mm-hmm. five other people who were in there didn't see. And that mm-hmm. was really mm-hmm. satisfying.
Yeah. 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 And I think that's because you spend a lot of time listening to your connection with source and what that sounds like, and so you also spend a lot of time rampaging on solutions and thinking about what it feels like when shit is better and awesome and the way you want it, so your frequency is tuned to that. So then you know, in some ways, a lot of that habit that I just talked about has anchored you into having access to your essential wisdom or your ingenuity. What is ingenue? Coquettish ingenue? What does that mean?
Well, let's make it up. Let's say it's like someone who, it's like their job to just go around providing solutions from their authentic heart.
Yeah, I think it's a sexy, gender-free person who puts eye drops into your eyes that make you suddenly have a flash of insight. And they are making out with you while they do it. That's a sexy ingenue.
Yeah, I just looked it up, and the real meaning is, like, way less interesting. So
cool. We just redefined history, America. New paradigm coming in right now, and we're the ones talking about it. So J is for this kind of, like, cool cat 1960s jive, like, doing the sort of, like, I'm a cool cat kind of feeling, like I'm just in flow. And I love hanging around with folks who are who they are, and they're not going to pretend to be someone else, and they're relaxed and joyful about who they are. They've taken a second or a decade or two to get to know their personality framework and to nurture it and to, you know, follow the resonant hum. And so when I'm hanging with them, the situation is jive-alicious. We're just like snapping our fingers and beatboxing, and everyone trusts that, you know, whomever is going to advocate for what's real for them or not. They're going to say yes or no according to the dictates of their private, personal, easy listening heart. And so no one's up in anybody else's business. We're all just snapping and jiving and making music in various ways on different levels. And so I liked the relaxed, jivey energy of relationships, that how relationships thrive when people have taken time to re-anchor their devotion in their essential self.
Yeah, it is really jivey. Also, folks that are less than a decade old are pretty good at it too.
Yeah,
it's just kind totally of
natural jivers. Yeah, that's pretty much their one agenda, is how jivey can we be today? Like, how high can this jive get? Like, can we set
how
the jive
jump
on fire?
Can we put in our jive?
Yeah, how many marshmallows can we shove in our jive is the question that's often asked by a lot of my under 10s. It's a great question. I mean, listeners, how many marshmallows can you shove in your jive? Have you asked yourself that recently? You may want to just consider it. Just take it in your heart.
Makes me want to, like, sew marshmallows together and just,
yeah,
like, drape
them
around.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when I sewed pancakes together for you?
That was so sweet. My birthday breakfast.
It was cold and weird, but so much love and thread.
Guys, she's really not being sarcastic at all. She literally, like, tried to sew pancakes together because my authentic self is obsessed with thread and string and connection. Mm-hmm. So Natalie honored me in that way, and it was so special. I'm pretty sure I cried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you were pregnant and crying at everything, so that doesn't really tell much about the depth. But it was delicious and sweet. And I love when an inspiration, when you're in your authentic space and you're playing and you're just being really playful, when how, like, the way a wind of inspiration will blow over you. Mm-hmm. And you'll just, like, like, all you want to do is write this person a letter or sew pancakes together for them or shove 1,000 marshmallows in their jive. You know, like, you just really want to increase their love quotient. It's just all you want to do. And I find that, mm-hmm, I never feel that when I'm not being essential. And I often, mm-hmm, feel it when I am in my essentiality. Mm-hmm. When I'm not in my essentiality, I want to protect myself and fight to get my needs met because I've forgotten the basic trust equation. When I am in my, mm-hmm, essentiality, I just want to be like, how much joy can I pour into this person's butt? Bend,
yeah,
over.
Yeah. I feel like when I'm not in my essential self, I'm like, I get, like, caught up in what other people are going to think, or I'm trying to follow, like, a script that I learned from a movie or something. And I,
right,
remembering, like, freaking out about, like, not knowing what to give somebody for their birthday and just being like, oh, I'm so stressed out. But when I'm myself, it's like when I like stumble upon, I'm like, I don't know, like listening to a poem, and then I discover the present on the side of the road, and there's like two candles and a little box on the side of the road, and it's my daughter's second birthday, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so collaborated with by the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for Kay, I love
it'd be funny if you did collaborated with by spelling it with a K. Okay, go on with whatever you were going to say.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's essentially the collaboration, but I'm going to use a real K word of how the collaboration feels like a really soft and sweet kiss on the cheek or the forehead when I'm operating in a group of people or a team, and how each person saying what's real for them supports everyone, and that there's no need for anybody to do anything just because they feel like they have to do it in a really well-tuned team. I remember being on Travel by Yes with you, and that was like one of our biggest things was like, don't do anything out of feeling like you need to do it or you have to do it, just trust. And it was so sweet to be like, oh, I just want to hang out with the kids today, and then somebody else is inspired to make this giant feast for all 15 of us, and somebody else is inspired to go on a bike ride, and they find the place where the entire caravan can sleep that night, and there was so much harmony, and each person showing up for their gesture of authentic harmony and participation in the group was just like holding someone's hand and kissing the back of their hand or kissing their forehead and just being like, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I trust you to do that too.
I know, man. That was hot. That is hot. I'm living that now, where every person around me is at that level. And like my friend, for example, just discovered that one of the laws of the universe is different than it was. It's upgraded. It has the law of harmonics is now, you have to calculate it using triplicate instead of double. And it's shocking and amazing. And he's just in his essential curiosity. He's a scientist, and he just, you know, he's a vibrational awake person. And he just discovered that. And it's thrilling to be chilling with folks who are, okay, so L, you know, not to beat a dead horse, because I think I say this all the time, but I'm just going to keep saying it, I think. But L is for the listening, capital L listening, a quality of listening where you sort of fuzz awareness of what you've manifested, of what's happening now, of even a lot of how you consider yourself. Because a lot of your considerations of yourself are often coming from reactivity or fear, but just like getting to that quiet place of all. And listening, just opening your inner ears and being present with the inner carnival and the inner winds. And I find that one thing is the pivotal foundation of me staying within range of my essentiality, of me being able to make decisions that reflect my essential nature and nurture my being in the world as an essential Natalie. I find that when I lose the access to my listening portals, whether it's meditation or long walks or breath work or whatever, when for whatever reason, I also stop feeling that delicious proximity to my own essentiality. And for me, the definition of essentiality is you are relaxed into your personality framework that you chose from your source perspective. The one you chose, a personality framework that's going to serve this unique life experience, allow you to have the expansion, depth, moreness that your higher self is intending for this life stream. So when you're relaxed into that, you allow source to pour through you without resistance. And it is a delicious point of balance and delicate participation within that balanced space. So I see listening as the initial building block to building a life that nurtures and thrives in your essential way.
Amen. Yeah, you really can't say it enough that listening is the game.
Yeah, because spectatorship is often the game. And fuck that. You can't I mean, we're born creators. You cannot sit in the box seats too long and watch someone else play the game of life before you start getting those creator passionate muscles and imaginative muscles begin to atrophy. You know, and a lot of the Instagram, a lot of the stuff is deliciously inspiring and wonderful, but it can put you in spectator mode. And that's very different from being down on your knees and listening to your fucking connection to who you really are.
Amen. I think that's a slam dunk out of the park.
Put it in the trunk.
Yeah, all of that. Mm-hmm. Yay. Well, thanks, Nellie. You want to sing us out?
I sure as the fork do. Thank you, listeners. I'm going to sing you a little song right now.
Yay.
I feel glad, gladder than before. It's just a little bit gladder, but still it's more. You can look for things that ring for you, just you, and maybe not me too, but if you're a little more glad, it's gladder than before, and gladder than before is still more.